and he kept his hands, and he dumps his hands up in the air to make sure the ref doesn't call a hold. Jackson Aker is able to go pick up the first.
Gain of 12 for Aker. Pauling slot left on first and 10, Badgers 39-yard line. Play fake, Mordecai looking, throws left side. It's incomplete. Went behind Will Pauling. Andre Sam on the coverage. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line. 12:01 left in the game, 31-28. Wisconsin.
Yeah, really good coverage there by Sam. We've seen the one-on-one opportunities, and I think Tanner thought that he was going to kind of stop short, almost as a back shoulder. Kind of a little miscommunication. That was one of the few times we've seen that today.
Pauling lines up in the backfield to the right of Mordecai. Jackson Aker, one of three receivers to the left. Back to throw, Mordecai looking, throws over the middle. That's caught by Pauling at the 45-yard line, and he gets stood up by Major Burns. Well, the umpire providing a little interference, too. It's getting in Will's way. It can happen. Gain of 6 yards, third down and four for the Badgers at their own 45.
A nice wrinkle that you added in, put Pauling in the backfield, makes matching up with him real difficult. Just ran a quick option route.
Aker to the right of Mordecai, Pauling slot to the right, third down and four, Wisconsin at the Badgers 45-yard line. Badgers 4 out of 10 converting on third down today. Mordecai option right. The toss to Aker. Jackson looking for the edge, and he'll be shoved out of bounds by Sage Ryan. About a yard short of the stick. Let's see where they mark it here. It'll be at the 47 of Wisconsin. So it is now 4th and 2, 11:08 remaining. And they're going to go ahead and punt.
It's a long one. Yeah. I guess it's a two. The option play there, if you're going to do that, Tanner's got to come down a little bit more. He flipped it real quick and unable to get Jackson to be able to pick up that corner.
Atticus Bertrams hesitates a bit, and now the kick is in the air. And Gregory Clayton is there for the fair catch. He'll make it at the 13-yard line. It was a 40-yard punt, and we've got a timeout here in Tampa. Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 10:34 left in the game. Wisconsin 31, LSU 28. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
As a touchdown, tastes great teamwork. A successful farm, tastes great tractors, combine, Tay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 10 minutes, 34 seconds left in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Wisconsin 31, LSU 28. Tigers back on offense at their 13-yard line when play resumes.
Yeah, I think we're looking at it from up here, and, you know, whether or not you're going to be aggressive and going for it, or, you know, you always look at flow of the game. and try and understand, all right, what are we good at and are we going to be able to make stops? And to Wisconsin's credit, we made a stop that last drive, but it looks like when you're third and three or four and you run the football, you kind of think, well, maybe they're going to go for it on fourth down. Decided not to, and decisions are always look good by what you do after, and the defense is now on it.
Trips to the left. Caleb Jackson, the running back, on first down, and off to Jackson up the middle across the 15 to about the 16-yard line. Short gain on the play. Got about three. Badgers have T.J. Bowlers, Cade McDonald, and the defensive line, Jeff Petroski, Aaron Witt, the outside linebackers, Tatum Grass, Muma Jungmeta are the inside backers. Second down and seven, LSU at its own 16-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Mason Taylor wide right, motions to the formation. Taking the snap is Nussmeier, back to throw. A little pressure coming. They pick it up, throw over the middle. Brian Thomas is there, driven down by Muma Jungmeta. Inside the 20-yard line. They'll mark at the 19, it looks like. Make it third down and four for LSU. 9:48 to play. Badgers up three.
They just have to love how Muma Jungmeta plays football. He is always going full tilt, and that was a physical bury him to the ground, making sure he don't want to catch the next one.
Chaney and Allegro now in at the inside backer spots. Big third down and four for the Tigers, their own 19-yard line. Aaron Anderson wide to the right. Kyron Lacy will make that slot right as Anderson. Lacy is wide right. Thomas is out to the left. And Mason Taylor out right side as well. Snap to Nussmeier, looking right. Pops it up right side for Anderson. Reaches up. Jide loose, incomplete. Oh, a big time hit from Kamoi Latu to knock the ball away. Fourth and four, LSU. What a play by Latu.
A lot of room to cover, and Latu's coming full tilt. And this isn't the old days where you can take somebody's head off. You have to make sure your head's out of it. You bring the shoulder, and he's coming full speed, shoulder to the football to break that up in a huge play by Wisconsin's defense.
And the Tigers punting from their 19-yard line. 9:13 to play. Badgers up 31-28. Snap to Bramblett. And the kick is away. Is calling for the fair catch is Vinny Anthony. He'll secure it at the 41-yard line, Wisconsin territory. That was a 41-yard punt. And we have a break in the action. 9:07 remaining. Wisconsin 31, LSU 28. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
LSU came into this game having punted 21 times all season. Today, the Tigers have punted five times. We have 9:07 to play. 31-28 Wisconsin as the Badgers will start at their 40-yard line. Let's check in again with Patrick Hurd.
Tanner Mordecai was asked leading up to this game to kind of put a bow on what his one season at Wisconsin has been like. And he says it's kind of bittersweet. I think he probably expected more. We probably all think that with some of the numbers he put up and this team going 7-5. But he's trying to leave a legacy in this game, and that's for certain. He's now got 304 passing yards, which is the most for a Badger in a bowl game Since 1963 Rose Bowl, when Ron Vanderkellen had 401 yards passing. So the second highest total ever for a Badger in a bowl game. Will Pauling doing his work as well. 132 yards receiving. That's the third highest for any Badger ever in a bowl game. The only ones ahead of him would be Pat Richter in said Rose Bowl with 163, and Brandon Williams had 173 in the 2006 Capital One Bowl.
Yeah, that was at the time what we thought would be Barry Alvarez's final game as a head coach, but he had to step in a couple of times after that.
I'm not even going to make the obligatory how was that game. I'm not going to do that.
But you just did.
I did.
Well, let's see if they can get a scoring drive together here and make this a two-possession game. It's 31-28 Wisconsin. 9:07 to play. Jackson Aker, he's been big today. 13 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown. Gets another toad. Works off the right side and gets a couple of yards up to the 42-yard line. Big pin up off the pile for LSU. Second down and 8 for Wisconsin.
Jackson Aker's got 84 yards. He's been a workhorse today. I think we coming into it, you thought him and Yacomelli are going to get a lot of touches, seeing kind of how things were going, and it's been tough sledding, but I think Jackson Aker has really held up well this afternoon.
Okay, Kahuna slot left, Burrows wide left, Rice and Green out to the right, second down and 8, Badgers at their 42-yard line. Mordecai calls for the ball, gets the snap, looking, has time, shoots it right side, low pass, it is incomplete, intended for Bryson Green. Sage Ryan over there on the coverage, and it's 3rd and 8 for Wisconsin with 8:23 to play. He's up 3.
You've seen a few of those now, especially, obviously it's hot, and where Tanner's throwing the football a bunch. There's just been a couple of miscues. That one there, wide open throw, and he just kind of spiked it.
Badgers 4 of 11 on third down today. Three receivers left, screen to the right. From the Badgers 42-yard line, snap to Mordecai. Pressure coming. Tanner lets it go. Left side, Kekahuna makes the catch near the 35-yard line of LSU. Mordecai to the freshman, Tretch Kekahuna. First down, Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 34 of LSU.
Awesome protection to let that route develop, where Trek was able to get open. But Jackson Aker, LSU brought blitz, and Jackson stuck in there, bowed his guy up, and allowed Mordecai to step into the pocket and deliver a strike.
From the 34 of LSU, 1st and 10, double wide to the right, play fake, Mordecai, little corner pressure coming, Tanner dancing around, first to his left, then to his right, throws it to his right, and Bryson Green makes the catch, and he's brought down by Javian Toviano behind, or maybe right at the line of scrimmage. Second down coming up for Wisconsin. We are halfway through the fourth quarter, 31-28. The Badgers lead LSU.
Yeah, that was a case there where a really good protection broke down late. Tanner just getting rid of it, able to not lose anything.
Second down and 10 at the LSU 34. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai with a long look over. 7:15 to play. Play clock is at 15. Mordecai looking over at offensive coordinator Phil Longo. On 2nd and 10, Mordecai wants to throw, looking, scans left, throws left, and it's dropped in and out of the hands of Bryson Green just inside the 35-yard line. Greg Penn over there on the coverage, and it's now 3rd down and 10 for the Badgers at the LSU 34.
Awesome protection. Tanner had all day. Fertney did a great job of holding up on his guy, and all kinds of time, and that's, again, the second time we've seen that to Green both times, where he's open in the middle of the field, and I think Tanner needs to take a little bit off. He threw a couple of bullets in there. He's got to put a little more touch, giving him a chance to catch that.
Three receivers to the left, C.J. Williams to the right. Mordecai on 3rd and 10, looking to throw. Pockets tight. Tanner tripped up, taken down by Makai Wingo. He is an outstanding defensive lineman who lost about half of the season because of an injury and comes up with a big sack right there. Mordecai taken down at the 37 of LSU. That was a loss of 3. And now Atticus Bertrams is on to punt. You'll be looking at about a 55-56-yard field goal try. Instead, you want to try to get him inside the 10 if you can. Gregory Clayton is deep. 6:20 and counting left in the game. Badgers lead 31-28. Snap to Bertram, steps up, And the freshman punter sends it on the way, and the Badgers are able to kill it. Will Pauling right there to catch it at the 2-yard line of LSU. Beautifully executed, and the Tigers have a long way to go, and we've got a break in the action. 6:10 remaining. Wisconsin 31, LSU 28. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
At the Wash Shop, we believe the good old days of car care are here to stay. We provide a quality car wash that not only cleans your vehicle, but brings a little joy and happiness to your day. Don't let winter, snow, and salt take a toll on your vehicle. Keep it shining bright by becoming a Wash Shop Unlimited member for as little as $19.99 a month. Yes, unlimited washes, even during our harsh Wisconsin winters. Every wash comes with our signature hand towel finish, so you drive through happy. Protect your investment at the Wash Shop, where clean cars mean happy customers. Experience the difference at 3829 Douglas Avenue. The Wash Shop, a smile with every wash.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
And special teams, and how important special teams have been today to Wisconsin scoring drives and LSU's. You get some penalties, and here you go. You're in a position where you have to punt the football, and you pin them down inside their 2-yard line. Now, the defense has to make another stand here with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. And we've talked about it. I'm going to call it. I think it's time. Rico is going to get another one on this drive.
There you go. Garrett Nussmeier about 4 yards deep in the end zone, ready to get the shotgun snap. He'll take the snap, back to throw, steps up, goes deep, right side, wants Brian Tom, or Hilton rather, it's out of bounds, incomplete. Jonas Duclona, the freshman corner, over there on the coverage, second and 10 for LSU at its own 2-yard line.
And that's something that we've seen, especially in the third quarter, just running fly routes and throwing it up there and letting their speed try to outrun our guys. That was the case. Luckily, ball fell on Wisconsin sideline, not in play.
Two receivers left. Kyron Lacey out to the right. Josh Williams is the running back, and Nussmeier will give it to Williams. Slips through to the 5. Williams up across the 10 and close to the first down. Looks like they'll mark at the 11. Yep, actually, they'll place it at the 11. It's third down and 1 for LSU. 5:45 remaining. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. Third and 1 LSU at its own 11-yard line. Kyle Parker slot to the left. Ryan Thomas wide left. Lacey to the right. Now Parker in motion left to right. Snap to Nussmeier. Hands off to Williams. Is able to get by Jake Chaney, and that'll get him the first down. Chaney came flying in there, but could not get the ball carrier down. It'll be a first down for LSU at its 13-yard line, 5:15 to play.
Yeah, Chaney shot the gap and was at his ankles, was able to swipe at him, Give LSU's tailback credit for keeping his feet alive.
Two receivers right, one on the left from the Tigers' 13-yard line, first and 10. Nussmeier looking to throw, flush to his right, and he'll throw it up and away, incomplete, behind the Wisconsin bench area.
Oh, Rico jumped that little hitch route, and old Nussie almost fired it. He pumped. It was there, and it was almost happened. Great job of taking that away by Ricardo.
4:57 remaining, an LSU player is shaken up, and it's their, make sure we got the number right. 4:57 left in the game, 31-28 Wisconsin, and it's Mason Taylor, their really good pass-catching tight end, sophomore out of Plantation, Florida. 29 catches during the regular season. Last year, one of his big highlights, he caught what turned out to be the game-winning two-point conversion throw in their win against Alabama. And Taylor walking, albeit gingerly, but making his way over to the LSU sideline. It'll be a second and 10 for the Tigers at their own 13-yard line. 4 minutes, 57 seconds remaining. Badgers up by three.
Yeah, he's been impressive to watch today. I know he's a really skilled pass catcher, but the athleticism after the catch and what he's been able to do, he's had a really good day, and he's been a tough matchup for Wisconsin this afternoon.
Well, we went into a commercial break, but we did it a little late there, so we'll keep it here. We're going to owe you some breaks. 4:57 left in this bowl game, an entertaining game it's been. The Badgers have twice led by 14. LSU has rallied on both occasions.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with what Wisconsin's defense was able to do, because once Wisconsin got ahead 28-14 and LSU made it look so easy to get back and then get another one, it just felt like, man, it's going to be a body blow deal. And to Wisconsin's credit, and LSU made a couple of mistakes, but we're able to get off the field and get in position here to, 31-28 hold that lead. And one of the plays, it was a second and 10 from the two. It looked like Wisconsin had a bunch of guys in the backfield, and LSU, their all line again, got great push in the middle. And once they avoided that initial to pick up nine and get that first down, that was one of those where if you could just get off the field, get the football back, you feel great about your opportunity to go out and win. Now it's going to be a huge test here for this defense to find a way to stop LSU one more time.
Well, all season long, actually going back to last winter, Luke Fickell talked about this team trying to finish, find ways to finish. They were able to do that late in the year against Nebraska and against Minnesota. Now trying to do it against a team that is the 13th ranked in the land coming into the bowl season, albeit without the Heisman Trophy winner. So, again, you be careful to judge too much on results. But what's been impressive today, obviously, Tanner Mordecai, the senior, Will Pauling, what he's done. Trechka Kahuna has stepped up. Four catches for him, 64 yards. And we'll see if this Wisconsin defense can rise up yet again. It has forced five LSU punts so far today. We are set to resume play. 31-28 Wisconsin, 4 minutes, 57 seconds left in the game. Second down and 13 for the Tigers. Make that second and 10 for the Tigers at their own 13. Nussmeier, 28 of 42 for 311 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Josh Williams is the running back. And now he starts to motion out of the backfield, comes back and lines up to the left of the quarterback. Slot left, slot right. Nussmeier takes a snap, back to throw, looking, fires to the right. Lacy wide open at the 30, 35 to the 40. Lacy 45, and Latu takes him down at the midfield stripe. Big time gain there for LSU. First and 10 on a gain of 37.
Yeah, just again, that soft spot in the zone, and Rico slipped when he was coming up to make the tackle. You slip. He gave up another 15 or 20 yards as Wisconsin's deep swarmed.
Nussmeier back to throw, winds up, heaves it deep down the left side. It is caught by Hilton. Inside the 10, goes to the turf at the 7 of Wisconsin. First and goal, LSU.
That's been what LSU has been doing in this second half. They're seeing a one-on-one coverage. They're letting it rip, giving air underneath it, letting their guys go and outrun Wisconsin guys, and they've had a lot of success with that.
4 minutes to play. Badgers clinging to a three-point lead on first and goal. Nussmeier hands it off into the line inside the five. And down to the four goes Josh Williams. Second and goal for the Tigers. Cade McDonald, along with Kurt Neal, James Thompson Jr. getting in there on the Badgers' defensive line. 3:35 to play, 31-28 Wisconsin, second and goal LSU at the four. Garrett Nussmeier with a couple of big passing plays for this LSU offense, has them on the brink of grabbing the lead for what would be the first time today. Play clock starting to wind down. It's at five, getting them organized. Play clock at three, at two, trips to the right, back to throw, pressure coming, right side pass, Thomas got it, touchdown LSU. Brian Thomas with the touchdown catch, and the Tigers take the lead with 3:08 left in the game.
I just played that a little too soft down by the goal line. LSU had two guys kind of clear out, run angle or corner routes to the back pylons, and Wisconsin's defenders did not close, ran a guy underneath it for about as easy of a pitch and catch touchdown as you're going to see.
34-31 LSU with 3 minutes, 8 seconds left in the game. The Badgers have two timeouts available. We'll keep that in mind moving forward. As Damian Ramos on to attempt the extra point. Here's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is in the air, and the kick is good. So the Badgers know the math. They need a touchdown here. Down by four. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left in Tampa. LSU 35, Wisconsin 31, and we'll keep it here.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask to keep making stops for a team that has scored 46 and a half points. And I know quarterback notwithstanding, but you punt the football down and you pin them down at that 2 yard line. And I really think that second and 10 play where they were able to pick up nine on the ground and get that first down really changed it, because then you have a missed tackle, a guy slips, and then a big play over the top down the left sideline setting this up. But if we're really looking at this, I think if you ask Luke Fickell and this staff before the game, hey, you're going to be down four, 3 minutes and 8 seconds left in the game, you get the football to go down and score to win, I think every person here would take that, and that's the situation the Wisconsin Badgers find themselves
no
in.
Doubt that was an 8-play 98 yard drive, took 3:02 off the clock. Damian Ramos to kick off. Kekahuna and Anthony are deep, and the kick is away. Return chance for Vinny Anthony. He'll catch left side of the 10 to the 15. Anthony to the 20 yard line and is hit hard just across the 20 and up to about the 21 yard line. Deshaun Womack getting down there and kick coverage for LSU. So here you go, 3:03 left in the game, 35-31 LSU. Badgers start at their 21-yard line, two timeouts in their pocket.
Yeah, and if I'm Phil Longo here, I am not in any rush. And I know, well, what if you don't score? You have to look at this is your last possession. You only have two timeouts. Don't worry about that. 3 minutes is eternity. We've seen drives 40 seconds. I'm not worried about that. It's about getting off and getting this first down, and then you get LSU on its heels. That's what you need here.
Slot left, slot right. Jackson Aker is the running back. On first down, Mordecai looks to throw under some pressure, steps up, weaves away from traffic, and will get about 4 yards out of it. Is tossed to the turf at the 25-yard line. Gain of four, second down and six. Clock running, 2:50 to play.
Yeah, and I've been raving about the protection all afternoon. It's starting to leak a little bit. LSU's guys are getting back into Mordecai's lap a little bit too quick.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Aker motions out of the backfield to the right. Here's a throw, Mordecai back shoulder. It is caught at the 45-yard line. Bryson Green up to midfield. Ashton Stamps on the tackle. First down, Wisconsin. Clock running, 2:25 to play.
Yeah, take your time here. Don't panic. Let that clock run. What a nice job. Bryson Green did a great job of fighting through some contact, and Mordecai threw it, looked like a back shoulder. Great job by Green.
Well, mark of the 49 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai throws over the middle, caught by Pauling at the 40-yard line. Spins off one man, trying to loop around another. Brought down at the 40-yard line, gain of 11. First down, Wisconsin. Clock running, 2 minutes to play. 35-31 LSU, but the Badgers are on the move.
Yeah, and here, LSU's guy, they got an LSU guy down on the field, but from Wisconsin's standpoint, don't rush. A minute 55, you want to score and leave nothing left, or at least force LSU to use their two timeouts after we score. We're going to go down and score, I feel.
Harold Perkins, the linebacker, was slow to get up, walking over now with some assistance from the athletic trainers to the LSU sideline. 1:55 to play, 35-31 LSU. The Badgers have a first and 10 at the LSU 40-yard line.
And it's tough here because you're always taught, 2 minutes, we got to go, we got to move. And this team loves tempo as it is, but this is a case where you have to be really deliberate and smart about understanding the end of this football game. And with a minute 55 left, you have plenty of time. You can run the football. You've got all kinds of options. You still have two timeouts. Don't panic. Do your offense. Don't go crazy trying to rush things.
Three receivers to the left. Tucker Ashcraft, Will Pauling, Vinny Anthony. Bryson Green out to the right. Jackson Aker to the running back. To the right of Mordecai. First and 10 at the LSU 40-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap, back to throw. Now he pulls it down. He'll run to the right, to the 40, to the 35. Racing to the boundary. Gets there at the 34-yard line. Clock stops. A minute 49 to play. Gain of 6, second down and 4 for the Badgers.
Yeah, LSU's doing a much better job of rushing the quarterback here. They've been able to get a little pressure, and Mordecai is just staying in there. Everything you hear about him, his toughness, his leadership, it has been on full display this afternoon, and this drive, it's going to be needed. You continue to see him making plays with his feet.
Pauling, Anthony, and Burroughs to the left. Green to the right from the LSU 34, second down and 4, Wisconsin. Mordecai gets the snap, throws over the middle, and it zips through Vinny Anthony. Incomplete. A fastball from Mordecai. Intended for Vinny Anthony at the 30-yard line. It falls incomplete. Third and 4, Wisconsin at the LSU 34 with a minute 46 to play.
Well, my guess is you get the money on the table. It's third and 4. If I'm LSU, I'm saying, where's Will Pauling?
He's one of three receivers to the left. He's the inside receiver. Bryson Green out to the right. From the LSU 34-yard line, Mordecai looks to throw, fires to the right. Green the catch, and is driven out of bounds by Toviano, who slipped, and that got Green available. First down, Wisconsin, with a minute 42 remaining. First and 10 for the Badgers. They'll mark at the 27-yard line of LSU.
You just see his physicality. I remember watching him at Platteville this spring, or this fall camp, and you saw it there. Here it's just one-on-one. Physical, hand fighting, who wants it? Green positioned himself, was able to fight to catch that big third down conversion.
1:42 remaining, 35-31 LSU. The Badgers are threatening at the Tigers' 27-yard line. Three receivers left, two on the right. Empty backfield for Mordecai. Gets the snap, LSU sending four. Tanner throws to the left, and that is caught inside the 20-yard line. Vinny Anthony the catch. Sage Ryan on the coverage. They'll mark at the 19-yard line. Gain of 8. Stops the clock. 1:36 remaining. Second down and 2 for the Badgers.
I would love to see a run play here. I'd love to see the clock churn a little bit as we're getting inside the 20. Minute 36 is a long time. I wouldn't mind seeing a run here to pick up a first.
Aker is to the right of Mordecai, and Tanner looking to throw again. Looking, in trouble. The ball's knocked loose. It's scooped up. LSU trying to pounce. Wisconsin trying to pounce. Oh, the Badgers will keep it on what was nearly a disaster. It's outside the 30-yard line, though. The clock is running. A minute 20 remaining.
Ugh.
Boy, Agofu was right there, but it was, I think, Nolan Root. Well, the Badgers were able to pounce. Vinny Anthony was there. But now it's third down and 15 at the 32 of LSU. Coming up on 1 minute remaining. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Snap to Mordecai. Tanner looking under pressure again, and he is Oh, he's sacked. He was rolling the ball forward. I think they're going to call him down. The Badgers are going to need a timeout. 44 seconds in counting. Clock still running down to 40 seconds, and now a timeout. The clock showing 38 seconds to play. So back-to-back big-time negative plays for Wisconsin. And it's fourth and very, very long. They mark at the 42 of LSU. It's fourth and 25.
Yeah, you just get in a position where it's second and two. Grab that first down, reset. LSU's pass rush, I've been saying, Wisconsin had done a very good job most of the day, but they've been rotating guys in, and their guys are beating Wisconsin's guys a little bit more in this fourth quarter. And the last two plays, the last play for sure, pressure in the center part of Wisconsin's offensive line, right in Mordecai's face right away. So now you're in a position, fourth and 25. You have to basically just throw something up and hope something happens. Not the spot you want to be in.
Will Pauling will come out to the right. Three receivers, Kekahuna, Green, and Anthony to the left of the LSU 42, fourth and 25, Wisconsin. Snap to Mordecai. Pressure coming. Tanner Flush to his left. Ball's knocked out, and the game will end as Mordecai gets sacked. LSU stops him at the Wisconsin 45-yard line with 31 seconds remaining.
Yeah, you don't have any answer for the blitz, and in that position, fourth and 25, they'll always say, well, what kind of play call do you have? And in that case, you got to get the ball out quick and hopefully hit some laterals, do some things. But unblocked guy from LSU, pressure immediately in the face of Mordecai gave you no chance. And LSU is going to find a way to win this ReliaQuest bowl game this afternoon.
Boy, you go back to those points they left on the board throughout this game. You know, a 31-point outing for Wisconsin, yes, but boy, it could have been so much more. And now LSU will go into the victory formation with 31 seconds to play. 35-31, the Tigers. Nussmeier takes a snap and a knee, and the clock will continue to run. The Badgers will elect not to use the timeouts, and the LSU Tigers, coming back from 14 down, will knock off the Wisconsin Badgers here this afternoon in Tampa.
Yeah, this one stinks. You get a chance at beating an SEC team, and Wisconsin was right there. This wasn't a, wow, we were out dominating. All kinds of opportunities, and especially at the end of the game, you didn't finish. You didn't play your best ball, and it's going to be a very disappointing pill for this season to end on how this game finished.
Final score, LSU 35. Wisconsin 31. For our network stations, coming up second half break number 8. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
On the football field, talent comes in all shapes and sizes. Off the field, the same goes for Chevy's family of SUVs. From compact to midsize to full size, there's one for every Badger fan. Like the all-new Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. There's the stylish and versatile Equinox and the roomy Traverse with third-row seating and tons of cargo room. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Thank you. Time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, Tanner Mordecai was just terrific, and unfortunately for him, under siege in the final minute, but he was 27 of 40 through the air, 378 yards and three touchdowns. Will Pauling with eight catches for 143. Jackson Aker, 14 rushes for 86 yards and a touchdown. But the Badgers were unable to hang on. LSU got the passing game going when it needed it the most. Garrett Nussmeier with a couple of big throws, and it led to a game-winning touchdown pass of just 4 yards to Brian Thomas. Badgers were driving and a serious threat, but LSU was able to get to Mordecai on three consecutive plays, and the Tigers are the ReliaQuest Bowl champions, 35-31 over Wisconsin. Coming up for our network station, second half break number 9. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Two occasions, the Badgers led by 14 points, but LSU, even without its Heisman Trophy winner, proving that it can be very explosive offensively. Twice catching Wisconsin and then taking the lead for good in the final minutes of this game as the Tigers defeat the Wisconsin Badgers 35-31. Tausch and I are back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Danny's Meats and Catering is continuing their renowned culinary excellence. Welcome to Hickory Hall, where celebrations sparkle and memories shine. It's their passion to deliver a celebration that exemplifies class, style, and grace. Weddings, corporate events, celebrations of life, and more. The staff will ensure every detail is flawlessly executed, so you're free to savor every moment. Plan your unforgettable event with Hickory Hall, served by Danny's Meats and Catering. Easy to get to from anywhere on Douglas Avenue, Racine. Visit cateringbydannys.com.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and the other location on 76 in Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
On 3rd and 15, Mordecai was sacked by Makai Wingo, another loss of 10. And then on 4th down and 25, he was sacked one more time, this time by the linebacker Greg Penn. So they were in a position there where, like, the playbook was open, but they wanted to keep throwing it with their hot quarterback, and LSU was really able to just get after him.
Yeah, I felt, and why I kept saying it is I just felt there was like a, we got to go, and you don't. It's, again, everything's easier up here. I want to make sure I preface it that way. But you have a ton of time, and you don't want to leave LSU anytime. So you're moving the football. You make a couple of really great plays, and you're sitting there at 2nd and 2. Pick up the first down, and let's move on. Because at some point, LSU, their pass rush, you want to pin your ears back and just go. And Wisconsin's offensive line, I thought, did a very good job for most of the day. The fourth quarter, you started seeing a little bit of leakage. And the thing you can't have happen at the end of a game like that, you can't take a sack. Mm-hmm. And you can't take three to finish the game. So I think looking back at it, again, it's easy up here. Run the football, pick up that first down, and I think you have a different result in this game. That's not how it played out. And give LSU a lot of credit because they dialed up some blitzes. They did some things to get in Tanner's face and not allow him to step up in the pocket. They flooded it, and they were able to get off the field and secure that four-point win, and kudos to them for being able to do that.
Yeah, and in particular to Garrett Nussmeier, who, you know, played like a guy at times making his first career start, and at other times played like a guy who was making his 40th career start, including that last drive, a couple of big hits in the passing game to get them from their own 2, eventually into the end zone of the 4-yard toss to Brian Thomas. Nussmeier was 31 of 45 for 395 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Mentioned Mordecai, 27 out of 40 for 378 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah. Badgers had 506 yards of offense and fell 4 points short.
Yeah, and you get all that production, but you just made a couple of critical mistakes. You think back to the drop down the sideline, the holding penalty, and that stuff happens in games. But you want to position yourself to give your team a chance to win. And Wisconsin did that today over and over. But when you leave points on the board against a team that averages 46, because everybody's going to say, oh, the defense today. The defense, I know Jaden Daniels wasn't playing, but you held them to below what they normally do, and you were in position to go down and win the game. And unfortunately, you couldn't execute at the end, and you fell a little bit short.
LSU 35, Wisconsin 31. More of our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you save shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Schachmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Woots. Woot woot. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can't run, but you can't drive high. You can't run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time for the old red zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind to throw passes on, Case IH has it covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Wisconsin 3 out of 4, the one miss at the end. And they got the ball down as deep as the 19-yard line of LSU, and then 3 consecutive sacks later, Brian Kelly's Tigers come out a 4-point winner, 35-31. Things to build on today for sure, but also you know that you still have a lot of work to do to get in the conversation of being where you want to go in the future.
Yeah, there were a couple of times today that, you know, we discussed at halftime, and I think we're excited. You score a bunch of points and you're thinking, oh, it's, you know, pretty fantastic stuff, but you left stuff out there. And I think when you're playing, all you want to do is put out your best. And I thought the effort today was fantastic. I thought our group played its tail off. They left everything out on the field. You saw guys getting hurt, competing, and you just, a couple of times, the execution. I think back to when Green catches this ball down here and gets it to the one, and then you hurry up to go and you lose 6 or 7, and you run it twice and you kick a field goal. What'd you end up losing by? 4 points. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say all that, but that's it, 3-4 plays here and there are what determines tough, tight football games. And when you're playing an SEC team like LSU, your margin for error is going to be very slim. But moving forward, this team, you're kind of, this is the starting point for Luke Fickell. Now You're seeing the portal. You're seeing all the recruiting. And I think that's where Badger fans are getting excited, because you see talent-wise, I think everybody was competing their tails off. There's a difference. And now you're going to start seeing how can we match up and how can we do that moving forward with the portal and with some of the other recruits that they're bringing in.
Well, both Tanner Mordecai and Phil Longo saying, boy, they'd like another year together. That's not the way it's going to be. You had Tyler Van Dyke, the transfer from Miami, in attendance today. Mabry Matoyer, very highly regarded incoming freshman quarterback out of Texas. You've got Braden Locke, guys like him and Nick Evers. So, you know, Van Dyke would be the experienced guy. He would have one. He has 1 year of eligibility remaining. You've got three running backs signed from high school, another via the portal, and other areas they've hit. And again, this portal window, in other words, where you land, that runs through tomorrow night. So there's probably still more that's going to happen. That's the world we're in college football. I think in a lot of ways a foundation was laid here under Luke Fickell, but they also know that there's a lot of work that needs to happen.
It's just constant flux, and it's a lot to take on, but I think you did see some things today, and I was excited to see some of the younger players in elevated roles. I love seeing Nolan Rucci getting a ton of reps. You never want to see somebody get hurt. But with Jack Nelson, Nolan got out. You get a chance to kind of get an idea where these guys are, because you could say, well, so-and-so's not playing. There are a lot of good football players on this field today. And I think Wisconsin got a chance to gauge some of their young players to see how they will be moving forward with this new program.
All right, the Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. LSU 35, Wisconsin 31. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Shush! While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Nolan White play here.
Or fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you are hearing my voice right now, consider this. I could be talking about you and your business for everyone to hear. Advertise with us and this 30 seconds turns into time focused on you and the amazing reasons people should shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. Go to our website to get started, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Love listening to local and state sports coverage? Your business can be a part of the action when you advertise on your local civic media radio station or go network-wide to take your message all across the state. Learn how you can share your pride in our sports teams. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab or email our team, sales@civicmedia.us. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.